It's a warmer than normal October day on the banks of the White Salmon River. Children are splashing on the shoreline, and many are walking along the replanted area that was covered by water for 100 years.
Are these all native yet?
These are all native, yeah. The bulrush we did not plant out here.
It was difficult to get these first foods and other native plants growing here again. The soil was hard, and the nutrients had been swept away a long time ago. Jeanette Burkhardt is a watershed planner with the Yakima Nation's fisheries. She says an eco-grant was used to replant the area.
To reestablish native vegetation in a 2.8-acre parcel within the former reservoir. So we chose this site not because it was extra difficult, because it was actually most likely to be accessible to the public. We wanted to make sure that we involved the community in at least a part of the restoration.
Over 500 people were involved in the effort led by the Yakima tribe and community groups. And, Burkhardt admits, it was slow going at first.
I had to reset my expectations, I think a few of us did, about what you can expect to see in terms of growth and survival on a site like this. I just want to remind people that the conditions out there were more like what you would see after a Mount St. Helens eruption.
A year after the dam was removed, fish started coming back. Several organizations monitored the fish counts, according to Yakima Fisheries' Joe Zent.
Those of us that are biologists wish we could stand here with a graph that you know, shows dam removal and then a huge spiking fish population number. And, of course, real life sets in, and it's a little more nuanced than that. But we are seeing these fish come back. They are in the areas that they were historically and that they are supposed to be now.
Tribal elder Tony Washines says the ongoing recovery of the land and river is important for the tribe, who are known as salmon people.
But I remember the way my Ulla, and she talked about this place and all of the things that were available in this area. It was a utopian place to come from and to be. When the dam came out, it was a great blessing for this river and for this water.
The Condit Dam was the first large dam removed in Washington. Another, the Elwha Dam, in western Washington, was also taken down. During the ceremony, Jeremy Takala spoke about dam removal versus fish survival. As chair of the Yakima Nation Fish and Wildlife Committee, he says they've been pressing for even more projects to help fish habitat.
And that is exactly what Yakima Nation strategy is, you know, trying to mitigate all these problems, fund a $1 billion backlog that the region has identified. Yakima Nation still feels that dam removal should be on the table for discussion and analysis. The science is there that, yes, you know, there should be a discussion and a decision made to remove dams.
Takala says the Yakima Nation's 14 tribes and bands consists of a third of Washington state, and they have not yet exhausted all their efforts to solve the problems they are facing, including climate change. The mayor of White Salmon said the city has declared a climate crisis in a resolution, and Yakima Nation fisheries biologist Donella Miller outlined how they're addressing it.
So we're working comprehensively to find solutions. And it's not just about hatcheries or putting fish back in the river. That's just one component. We have numerous habitat projects, protecting the streams, especially in the face of climate change, as we've all seen this week and even today. Like, it's beautiful out, but this is uncommonly warm.
The Yakima Nation cites a three-part solution to address climate change. One is restoring rivers to normative flows. The second is replenishing aquifers. And the third is expanding cool water refuges. I'm Dory Luzo Gilmore.